Marlon Brunkhorst, freshman Ryan Gordon, senior Kaylin Walters. What a tale of two halves. Thought we came out flat. We haven't seen a 1-3-1 all year. That was definitely different, especially when we spent the whole week preparing for man. And just didn't come out ready to play, but, you know, our halftime speech was, I mean, we got to go. There's two halves for a reason. When you go into half not playing well, the second half, if you bring it, you give yourself an opportunity. So made some adjustments, made some changes. I think we went on, got the first basket of the first, second half, which just really let a spark, not only offensively, but obviously defensively. So we had to get some stops. So we talk about the grind, stop, score, exactly what they did, hit big shots. In the second half, they weren't falling for us in the first. I thought we had really good looks. I just wasn't falling. So we had to get a little confidence. We had to find a little bit of energy. And when that happened, we gave ourselves a chance to win. Who knew, Brigham Anderson would get a put back offensive board for the game-winning shot. But I'm glad she was there. I'm glad she did.
Coach, you started the second half and you started the last quarter with successful three-point shots. Was that strategy or fortunes of war?
That was just thank God we hit a shot. Again, good looks. Just happy, they started falling a little bit. And I knew they would. I mean, we had great shooters shooting, really good shots. And so, again, it's a tale of two halves. And I thought we were at the wrong end of that yesterday. And today, luckily, we're at the right end of hitting big shots when it mattered.
Would you mind talking about how you adjusted the pace of the game?
Transition was pretty tough. They clogged the middle. They did a good job. They took away our transition, which I think we're pretty good at times. So we just talked about making sure it's not 1-on-4, getting into our offense and the flow and finding the best shot possible. I thought that helped with, obviously, defensively, too. When we're able to get stops, we're able to push it instead of taking the ball out of the net. We're just able to grind it out. That's just, that's what we just talked about. Stop, score. And we did what we had to do. I thought, we had girls take shots that we kind of wanted them to take, and then we were able to board out of that and slow them down a little bit.
I don't want to ask all the questions, so I'll try and shut up after this. There seemed to be a rebounding difference between how Centralia rebounded in the second half versus how he rebounded in the first half. Was that strategy or fatigue on St. Pius's part, or just?
I think we just had a little bit of better sense of urgency. I think we were tied on boards here. We had a total of 29. We outboarded them on the defensive end late, but it's just a sense of urgency. Like, you have to have that board. If we're taking kids, if we're making kids take shots that we want them to take, like, we have to be able to board out of that, or else it's a wasted possession. They can't get second chances. So just the fact of, make them take a really tough shot, we board out of it, and that way that's our stop, and then we get to go on offense.
Coach, first state Final Four, just special season. What will you remember about this team and this season, obviously, today as well?
Oh, my God. I'm going to get emotional. Girls know I am all the time. Look at that. The stands, both games, I just thought were just unbelievable. We've talked about how hard, the advice I've got from all the coaches is just take it all in. It's really hard when you're coaching, though, too. So I just try to look up and see see the support, see the, the excitement on the girls' faces, the grind, the competitiveness. Just take it all in. I mean, they fought. They deserve this. They deserve to be here. Beginning of the year, I knew we were special. Didn't know how special we could be, but they bought in. They trusted us. They trusted each other. We're here by no accident, so we're excited to, this is where we want to be now, and, excited to put in the work to get here. We don't want this to be a fluke.
What's it say about your team just to be able to come back from double-digit halftime lead, just everything like that?
I don't know if we've been in that position all year, to be quite honest with you. Luckily, I think we've had the lead, we fought back early. But to be down, I think it was 11 at half, and to grind it out, I have good kids. I have kids who work. It's for each other. There's no way that we were going to end this year for our seniors or for anybody on the floor not giving it our best, not giving it our all. I don't want to say that we weren't giving it our all the first half, but it definitely wasn't detailed. It wasn't the energy that we needed. So, we flipped the switch a little bit, and we did this for everybody in here. We did this for the fans. We did this for the community. So I think being on the winning end now, it shows, like, when you battle and when you do that, good things are going to happen, and you give yourself a chance to compete and be in that game at the end of the game.
What did you know about St. Pius? Did you have any expectations or...
Yeah, I mean, we had film. We were able to scout. It was a quick turnaround. Like I said, preparing all week for Eldo. I mean, you kind of have to. You have to get that, past that first round. So we prepared a little bit this morning. But like I said, 1-3-1's tough. It's what we're not used to. And so it just came down to playing basketball. Playing basketball, getting stops, finding the best shot possible, getting, you know, whatever strength each player has, making sure that they're taking those shots to their strength or boarding or whatever that is. So, I mean, we had a plan, but, you know, they're in the same boat too. They had a quick turnaround as well. So it just came down to just a really good basketball game. Who, you know, who wanted to fight, who wanted to be more detailed is usually who wins.
Ms. Brunkhorst, what was the difference for you between yesterday and today?
I mean, again, we had to come back and we had to turn around. Like, we just had to move on. Yesterday we had, I mean, it was a rougher game. Like, I wouldn't say it was just the most phenomenal game ever, but today, you know, I knew we had to come back and win it and for our seniors and finish out the season strong. So.
Ms. Walters, did you find yourself having to be a little bit more of an enforcer out there today?
Yeah, I knew I had to go out and just tell my teammates to relax and that we're good, and we just had to go out there and put everything out on the floor that we had, because this was the last game that some of us could play.
Ms. Gordon, what was going through your head when you had to sit out for a minute in the third? Through no fault of your own, but...
Well, I just knew that when I went back in, I had to be smart and make plays for my team.
Did you see anything from St. Pius and El Dorado that you hadn't seen before this season?
Yeah, the 1-3-1.
Oh. Sorry. Any questions you wish somebody would ask they haven't?
No, I think we're good. I mean, I'm just so proud, again, the quick turnaround and how you had to forget about yesterday and move on today. You know, we talked about two teams were leaving here with a win. Reagan said that yesterday, and so just happy to be on, you know, battle for third, happy for the quick turnaround, just so happy and proud of this community and this group of girls. It's unreal. It's a feeling that I think, you know, now we can look back and they'll never forget, and that's what it's all about.
All right, great. Thank you.
This Fireside Guard Live audio is made possible by Kendra West and Remax on the Move.